The Saturday Light Brigade, our youth expression showcase, is underway and made possible in part with support from the Grable Foundation and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency whose grants are administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, as well as the Hillman Foundation and its support of our new Youth Express radio service. We are going to talk about something that you might not think about very often, and that is helping women and girls learn more about how to stand up for themselves, to negotiate, and frankly, to more actively participate on an equal footing with other kids and adults, not only as they're growing up, but throughout their whole life. I'm going to introduce you to four kids that have just participated in this program, and we'll talk about it with them in a moment, as well as two of the adult leaders that have been involved with it. But right now, let's do some introductions and some shout-outs. If you want to say hello to anybody, feel free. Maybe you can tell me your name and age and anything else you'd like. We'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Elia, and I'm 11 years old.
And you go to Washington Elementary?
I go to O'Hara.
Oh, O'Hara. Okay. And what grade are you in?
I'm going into sixth grade.
Any shout-outs to anybody who might be listening or who brought you here today?
Well, my dad and my grandparents.
Excellent. And let's meet who's sitting on your left.
Hi, I'm Alana. I'm 12 and I'm going to 7th grade.
And where do you go to school, Alana?
I go to the Ellis School.
Any hellos you'd like to pass out?
I want to say hi to my mom and my dad and brother and my grandparents.
Excellent. And then we'll visit with the person who is on your left.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm 12 years old and going to 7th grade.
And you're also at the Ellis School, correct?
Yes.
And then finally, from Washington Elementary, what's your name?
I'm Allie, and I am 8 years old, and I'm going into 3rd grade.
And would you like to pass along a greeting to anybody listening or who may be listening later?
My mom and maybe my grandpa.
Excellent. And then now we have Ayana Ledford and also Kitty Julian. And Ayana, you know, it's Ayana, right? You know about the program. And tell me a little bit about yourself and about the program these girls have just completed.
Yes. Hi, I'm Ayana, and I am the founding executive director of Progress, which is housed at the Heinz College at Carnegie Mellon University. Our program was founded by Dr. Linda Babcock, who wrote the books Women Don't Ask and Ask for It. And what we do, our mission is really to improve society by empowering all women and girls through the art of negotiation. And so we partnered with the Ellis School in early May, to host this great workshop for 100 girls from ages 8 to 13 to learn how to negotiate.
So you're just 4 out of 100 girls that were part of this. That's incredible. And Kitty Julian is here from the Ellis School. Ellis was the home for this particular class, the site?
Yes, we were so excited to partner with Progress because our mission is preparing, empowering, and inspiring girls through an excellent education in all girls setting. And so to have an event like this where we really focused on helping girls get the tools they need to get what they want and what they need out of their lives now, we think is a great way to help girls develop the skills that will ultimately impact wage equity in our country and help girls and women succeed and do whatever they want in their lives.
Now, I'm going to make a few quick little microphone adjustments, and then I want to hear from the girls about what you've learned and some things you could maybe share with other people listening right here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you. I'm just going to turn it over straight to the girls. Can anybody tell me sort of some of the things you learned or some of the things that really have stuck with you as part of the workshop? Just jump in if you want to.
Sometimes you just have to, if you want something, you have to have a win-win. You have to get something, but the other person you are negotiating with might have to get something they want too.
Can you think of an example of something you might do that would make that happen?
Maybe like if you want a sleepover and your room might be messy and your mom says that you have to clean your room in order to get a sleepover. You get your sleepover, and your mom also gets your room to be nice and neat.
That's a great example. So you give a little, they give a little, and everyone ends up happy. What are some other secrets to good negotiation or just to getting what you want through some reasonable ways? Anybody have any other ideas? Alex?
To be, like, nice and not, like, to be very, like, you know, like, I want this, I want that, not very demanding.
Interesting. The idea, you probably want to be firm in terms of what you want, but you don't want to get whiny or crabby about it because nobody really likes to interact with people that are like that. That's a great idea. Did you have one too?
Like what you said, like don't get really mad about it. Just kind of like stay calm. Because there's less of a chance of getting what you want if you're really crabby.
That was Elia. And what about you, Allie? Do you have anything that you learned or that you'd like to share?
Well, I sort of learned that you want to get like someone, so you want to have a win, and then the other person needs to have a win. So it's like a win-win.
And we had the example before of cleaning your room to have a sleepover. Can you think of an example?
Well, actually, I tried negotiating with my brother and my dad. They were fighting and about a video game, and so I tried helping them, and it sort of worked.
Oh, so you ended up being sort of an arbitrator to or somebody in between the two of them to try to help make them settle the differences they had.
Yeah.
How did it feel to be able to do that?
It felt good.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful position to be in. Iana, what are some of the other things that you go over as part of the class? Or are there some things that the girls can talk about that you ended up teaching about?
Yeah. Some of the basic things that we really try to cover during this day is really setting goals and think about what you want and think about different options. And one of the highlights is really just having the girls speak up in the first place and take the initiative to ask. And we understand that when they go home to their guardians or parents or to their teachers, they might hear no, but it's getting the girls comfortable also hearing no because they're not going to hold back in asking and thinking about their goals for what they want.
I can think of a lot of times when you probably wouldn't speak up. And you should. Did that occur to any of you that there are times when something might happen in school or at home where you could say something when previously you might not have said anything? I know that's kind of a weird question. I mean, one thing I thought about right away is if I'm in a restaurant. Another one is if somebody's calling me, has my name wrong, like Alex. If I was calling you Alexandra instead of Alexandria, right? I bet that happens. To be able to speak up and just say, my name is different. I just wanted to tell you, or please call me Alex. I mean, maybe you always felt comfortable doing that, but I would think this class would make you feel much more comfortable doing it. Did it?
Yeah, it did, because a lot of people call me, like, different names that are not actually my name. So I'm starting doing, like, saying this is my name's not that or not Alexis or not, like, Alexia or all of those names. That's not my name.
Yeah, I think that's a common one. I was thinking of the way you get treated in restaurants or stores, too, where sometimes people talk down to kids or just assume. Like, can you have you ever been in a restaurant and the person waiting on the table turns to your mom or dad to ask you what you want instead of to you? I would speak up and, you know, let them know that you're there and you could talk to them. Any other comments? How do you think life will be different now that you have these skills?
Well, now, like, I know that it's okay to speak up, and I'm more comfortable speaking up about what I, like, think is right.
Any other ideas about that?
I might get some people, like, I might get more things that I want with negotiation instead of just begging and pleasing for it.
I think it's, like, I think it's a lot. I'm a little bit more confident after taking this class, so.
That's good.
After I took that class, I felt more, like, alive and speaking more up, like, speaking up more.
That's a really good way of putting it, feeling more alive, because you wouldn't want to feel, you know, less alive in doing it. Now, I'm curious, can you girls, have you thought about what you'd like to do when you get older? Because probably these skills are going to help you no matter what you do. Anybody have any sense of that yet? At least as of now. We won't commit you to it.
I don't know what I want to be yet. Like, I don't really know what I'm most interested in.
Do you have any you've thought about?
Not really, sort of. Not
yet.
No, not yet.
How about you?
When I grow up, I really want to be an engineer, and my mom has put me in a lot of engineering classes, so when I'm older, I can be ready to be one.
What has gotten you interested in engineering?
I just like the building and the programming really much, and I love math and science.
Excellent. And have you thought about anything?
Yeah, I really want to be a lawyer, so negotiation is, like, very, like, a lot. Like a lawyer will usually actually mostly do, so.
Yeah, that's absolutely good skills to get. And what about you, Allie?
I sort of want to be an artist, a doctor. I want to be, like, a lot of stuff.
Say that again so I can hear you.
I want to be an artist or a doctor because I just love doing both of those stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, being an artist, I think artists need to know what to charge for their work. They need to know that they're not necessarily going to work for free because that's kind of different when you're an artist. So it's good to have these skills. Let me turn to Kitty. Why did Ellis want to host this program? It was very generous of Ellis to be the site. We have two girls from Ellis here and two from other schools, Washington and O'Hara, but this program was attended by non-Ellis students as well as Ellis girls alike.
Well, as you may know, we're the last single gender non-religious school in the region, and so we really feel that we have a public purpose, and our public purpose includes making sure that each and every girl has access to skills that will help them achieve their goals, define their goals, find their voice, and just be really the strong, upstanding, bold people that you were all born to be. So it was just such a great pleasure for us to have everyone. And I want to thank Heather Mediate from the Girls Coalition of Southwestern Pennsylvania. That's actually where we met Ayana for the first time and really realized that there was great opportunity for us to help create more of a culture where girls and women are respected and empowered. So it was just so much fun to be able to do this with them.
And Ayana, is there anything you would like to add? If an organization is listening that would like to bring this kind of program to their school or community center. Is that a possibility?
It definitely is. We're always looking for schools to partner with, whether it's schools, after-school programming, or individuals who would like to learn about our tools and be trained on them to deliver them to the girls that they serve. And what's great about this is something that the girls not only learn from themselves, but they start giving tips and trainings to the parents and guardians that they're in home, that they live with. So it's a transferable skill where everyone is learning.
Excellent. And how can people reach you if they want to try to get a program going in their community?
They should visit our website, which is also listed on your website. It's progress.hines.cmu.edu.
progress.hines.cmu.edu. Thank you to all six of you for being here. Did anybody want to say something that they maybe didn't get a chance to? I want to just be sure. I'd like to give people the last word. That's one of my strategies. Anybody?
When we learned our negotiation skills, for a little while, I've wanted a turtle, and I was trying to convince my mother. So I used my negotiation skills, and I'm almost there to getting a turtle.
You're almost there. That's good.
That's great.
So what's the remaining step, do you think?
I have to tell her how to sort of take care of it, what it eats and everything.
That's much more effective than saying, I want a turtle, I want a turtle, I want a turtle, right? I mean, seriously, that's great. Did you have something you were going to add to?
I have also used my negotiation skills because my little brother and I wanted to stay up later, and so I negotiated being, and it worked.
You could almost write a handbook of there are probably some very common things like staying up late, having a sleepover, getting a pet, having more screen time, or getting a device or something, and some great strategies to doing that. Thanks to all of you for being here today. Did you want to add anything, Ayana?
Yeah, and also something that they could use in school for homework and bringing up their grades and working with their teachers and how to improve. So those are also not beyond just home, but in their school professional lives, how to utilize these skills.
Well, thank you. And again, look for additional information on the Progress Program. Learn more about the Ella School at its website. And our thanks to Allie and Elia, Alana and Alexandria, and also to Kitty and Ayana for being with us today.